No. Shit. Oh, hi. Yes? Oh, no. I'm gonna need something stronger today. A ristretto, please. Wait a minute. What's different about you? Did you get a haircut? No? Oh, the new aprons have arrived. Yes, now I see it. Nice. Yeah, the logo is much clearer now. No coffee stains yet. And it fits you very well. You look like a real professional barista now. Thank you. Yeah, it's warm enough for a sundress, don't you think? And it's always a little hotter here in the back of your coffee house. Yeah, I know a ristretto is not my usual, but I need something to fire up my brain. Yeah, well, you know, I'm writing stuff, right? I mean, I always sit here in the back of your coffee house so I can write and spy on your patrons and maybe listen in on their conversations. You know, nothing major, just to get inspiration from. But it's been a couple of days now and nothing pops or clicks or inspires. It's just a void up here. And I really need to write something. No, not really a deadline. I just haven't published anything in a while, and my followers deserve better. Oh, well. No, I don't think you know me online. I write fiction, actually. Short stories. Well, scripts, actually. No. Not for movies or anything. No, for people to record audios of. Well, kinda. They are not really audiobooks. It's it's erotica. Yes. Why are you smiling? You thought so? Why? Flustered? When I type? Red even? Oh, come on, no. Really? Yeah, true. This is indeed better than you thinking I'm watching porn in your shop here. So yeah, there you have it. Your regular is writing erotic fiction in your establishment. Is that a problem? No. I look cute when I type. Right, sure, but I cannot type right now. Locked, remember? So, you like it when I peer over my glasses at you at the counter? Well, I'm trying to get inspiration from all over your cafe, not just you. Yeah, sure. Join me in my little cubicle. But there's not much you can help me with. Yes, I need inspiration. And when I have typed about 1,500 words, then I get to go outside in the sun. I'm wearing a fucking sundress, but I'm cooped up inside. Oh. What's your hand doing there on my leg there? Huh? Providing inspiration, Well, so far, your hand is making my warm leg just a little warmer. That's all. Okay, gripping a little tighter. Okay, yes, I think I see what you mean. I'm intrigued by your suggested writing topic, but there's quite a few people here. Let me just... There. Now my laptop is hiding us a little bit better. So you were saying. Yes, I see. Moving your hand closer to my dress hem is indeed already much better. Much, much better. I'm getting so warm, my glasses slide down my nose. Keep them on. Okay, I'll move them back up my nose. You can keep me moving too, by the way. So far, I find your idea fascinating. Uh-huh, under the dress now? Well, there's not too much of a skirt to this dress, so there's limited leg left to wander over. Actually, I Thank you, Fridge. You do have some interesting writing suggestions, but I need a little more. Can you, draw me a picture of where this is heading next? Yes, I can feel your finger moving as if it's writing on my panties. I know there's not a lot of fabric to write on down there. So if you made a small error, you can always erase it by rubbing it out. Yeah, like that. Just make it disappear. Rub it all away. I'm sure you'll come up with a spicy new approach after that. Yes, use your other hand on my ass. I need a good backstory too. Something that works well with the main storyline. Yeah, peel away the veil that currently blocks us from going further. Move that hand so you can get down into the main plot. Yes, dive deeper into the plot. Tell me more. Fuck my glasses. Yes, maybe I'll just push them back. As long as you keep pushing it in. Yes, push the plot further. It's taking shape. The words are just flowing out of me now. Yes, a little more backstory too. Don't forget. Oh fuck. Yes, a plot twist and another. Keep making those fingers inside me. Back and forth. Back and forth. Polishing the words. You sure are unblocking something. Keep inspiring me. I can work with this. Yes. Keep going. Keep going. I need this. Oh my god. Yes, I can certainly use this. This is awesome. So inspiring. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. There it is. Yes, unlock me. Make it flow. Oh, fuck. Wow. Well, I can certainly use that. I mean, to write about. But I think it needs a little more. I think we're only halfway through the main character's journey. She needs to explore a little more. I want you to explore a little more. Can you put up the menu too? Like, yes, a little shield. Now I can unbutton more of this dress. More and more until it just hangs open. Yeah, I knew you'd like that. I've seen you staring at me a couple of times now. Lost in thought. Whatever were you thinking then? Oh. Hand on my boobs. That's what was on your mind? You wanted to feel them? Feel their weight in your hands, feel those nipples pressing against the lace. And that's all where your daydreams block to, baby? Where are you? Let me help you with that. It's not just the dress that opens in the front. See? If I just do this, there they are. Fuck. I love that look in your eyes right now. Go ahead, taste them. Oh yes, that feels good. Explore, find my sensitive spots. Make me arch my back and push them in your mouth. Fuck, your tongue knows what it's doing. Be careful with your teeth there. Oh, I don't mind your little bites, just not there. Let me untie that apron for you. No, leave it on. We need all the cover we can get. But I need to feel your my hand under the apron. Yes, I knew you were hiding something good behind that apron. So, so good. Oh yes, suck harder on my tits. Fuck yes. Can you hold the apron up a little? I want free range to explore the full length of you. Yes, like that. Oh, fuck, that's a nice cock. I love giving a hand. I like to look in the eyes while I stroke them. Yeah. Just like that. I can see your desire rise and rise. You think you're in control, but I've got you by your balls. Yes. They feel ready for action. But it would be a pity to ruin that new apron now, wouldn't it? Do you want to come, baby? Yeah. Do you want me to help you not make a mess? Do you want to come in my mouth? I thought you might. Keep that apron up. Let me get under the table. Yes, here, front and center. No, I'm not taking your pants off. Takes too long, too risky. But don't worry. Everything I need is right here. Did your daydream include me sucking you off? And more? Well, now let's first make this dream come true, babe. Oh, I am making a bit of a mess, but you taste so damn good. Oh, my glasses. Yes, yes, I know, baby. They're back on my nose again. You do have a thing for glasses, huh? Do you like it when I keep looking at you while I lick and swallow your cock? Yes, look me in the eyes, baby. See how much I love your cock inside my mouth? I have to keep pushing those glasses back, but you seem to like them so damn much. Let me just work on the tip for a bit. There you go. Thought you might like that. I need you to come, baby. I see that you're about to bust. Yes. Go on, baby. Thrust your hips. I don't mind. Fuck my mouth. Watch me want you through my glasses and cut in my mouth. Yes, baby. I want you to. I'll swallow all of it. Yes, come, baby, come. Fill my mouth. Wow. Wow, that was quite a load you had there for me, but I got everything. For good measure, I'll lick your cock completely clean just to be sure. There, your new apron is safe and my glasses are still on. Can you help me back up? Thank you, baby. Yes, better get dressed. What if one of the waitresses sees us? What have we done? Well, I certainly have something to write about. Thank you very much. Thanks. I'm sorry. Yeah, I've really never done something like this ever, so out in the open. I just, I think I like it, though. Yeah, sure. Next time I'm blocked, I'll come here and we can, sort it out together. Her? She's been daydreaming about me, too. Well, I'm flattered, I guess. the storeroom next time. Okay, let me just get over this writer's block first, alright? I think you've given me enough inspiration now. And other things to think about. Oh, she winked at me. Okay, maybe next time, maybe.